Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Bala Bello. Enjoy the Spirit.
Thank you for being our help, our shield, our buckler, our salvation. You are the song that we sing. You are the reason why we are alive. You are the reason why we came. Thank you for coverage of yesterday. Thank you for coverage of tomorrow. Thank you for coverage of now. But for you, we would have been consumed. But your mercy faileth not. They are new every morning. Let there be rain of mercy in the house. Let your grace come upon us. Let your goodness be reflected in our walk. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't do anything without grace. Let grace speak. Let grace lead. Let grace lead. Let grace speak. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Hallelujah. I count it a privilege to bring the word of God. And I want to appreciate the man of God, my friend, Pastor Sheyi, for this privilege. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not impossible or not far-fetched among us to be offended even by God, not to talk of man. Praise God. It is not what? Impossible or not far-fetched for us to be offended, especially among friends, among peers in the house of God, by God himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. But at any point in time when we allow the offense to weigh us down or to keep us away from what God assigned us to do or from the person that God has made us to be, it's an evidence of absence of grace. It means that there is no grace in us. So an offended Christian is a graceless Christian. Praise God. An offended Christian is a graceless Christian. Is a Christian without grace. How can you dwell among the choir and you won't be offended? How will you allow the offense of each or someone to take you away from the choir? How can you be in believers' class where you have people who understand scriptures and you will not be offended? But when you allow the offense to take you away from your duty post, you become a graceless individual. Praise the Lord. And offense is an evidence of darkness, is the presence of sin. Praise the Lord. Now we saw the first darkness in the book of Genesis in chapter 1. And it does not really denote or connote that God does not have light that can illuminate that darkness. Because God is what? Light. In him, there is no darkness at all. But we find out that yet there was darkness in Genesis chapter 1. So the presence of that darkness is the evidence that sin is in place. Praise the Lord. It's the evidence that sin was in place. So wherever you find darkness, wherever you find sin, you find darkness. Sin is an offense. Praise God. You must not be offended. Tell yourself, I won't be offended. You might have been offended before, but it's now, this is the right time for you to come out of this offense. Offense cannot take you anywhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was offended. Which he was not to be offended. But it shows that there is darkness in place and there is no enough grace in him. I pray that God is going to bring grace to us this morning. Listen, for this journey, what we require is grace. You can't journey with Christ effectively and successfully without grace. So, because of that darkness, what God did for us is to bring a guide. is to bring what? A guide. Is to bring a compass. Is to bring an illumination. Now, the light that he brought is not the light that made Christian to see. Do you understand? So when he was talking about that light, it's not the physical light as it were, but it represents a light that will guide us into righteousness. That will guide us so that we will not walk in sin. We will not walk in darkness. We will not walk in offense. Praise God. The book of Romans chapter 7. Can you give me verse 7? What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law that said, thou shalt not what? Covet. Now, darkness, like I said, will not allow anybody to see things. And the whole world would have wallowed in utter darkness without the light of God. Praise God. So one of the light that God gave us to be bailed from sin, to be bailed from offense is law. Is what? Is law. He gave us law. Law is a guide. Law is a schoolmaster. Law is a guide. Law is a schoolmaster. Law is a light. Man, Paul was saying here, there is no way I would have understood lust except the law said that I should not covet. In other words, there would have been chaos without this guide. There would have been, you know, there would have been confusion without this guide. So it is the law that guide us and tell us that you must not covet. It is the same law that also tells us that blessed is the man who is not offended in me. Praise God. It's the law. It's the law. It's the law. Verse 8. Quickly, please. I don't have time. Please be fast. He said, but sin, taking occasion by commandment, wrought in me. Listen, when God created law, Satan also brought another law. He created another law in man. And now what that law does is to make man to be self-dependent. It's to make man to, you know, to be self-governed. You can govern yourself. You can rule your life. You can do without his law. You can become whatever you want to become without him. It's a law. It's the law of Satan. It's the law of sin. That law of sin, what it brought is to darken the heart of man against the law of God. So another law was made by Satan. And what that law did is to instigate man against God. It's darkness. Praise God. He said, but sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without law, sin was dead. Basically, if there is no law, there is no sin. Okay? But if there is no law, again, sin will abound. Do you understand? Do you get it? Sin will still abound. Because even if there is no law, she's mine. I pay her dowry. She bears my name. And if there is no law that guides, don't touch Balaam's wife, somebody else can come. Do you think I will look at that? I won't. I will rebel. I will fight. Do you understand? I will fight. Because it's mine. She bear my name. Do you understand? So you can now begin to see that even without law, sin will still abound. Now listen. Now what God did to rescue man from sin is to raise man above the law. Praise God. God now upgrade. We needed to be upgraded above the law. So we are upgraded above the law. That's why he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin of death. What the Lord could not ordinarily achieve, grace has achieved it. Praise God.
So in other words, there is a lot of grace that is required and which must be the prayer point of every one of us in order to journey with Him. We can't do it by law. We can't do it by our own might. We can't do it by our own strength. We can't do it by our own power. We can't do it by our own purpose. Listen, law is holy. And every irreverence to law is an irreverence to God. You know what He says? He said, I am holy. He said, no one is holy apart from God. God is holy. So when He's talking about law is holy, He's talking about God is what? Do you understand? He's talking about God. In other words, God is law. Law is God. Can you give me that? Okay. See, wherefore, the law is holy. And the commandment holy. And just. And what? And good. So if law is holy, it means that God is law. And law is God. So any irreverence to law is irreverence to God. Any disobedience unto law is the disobedience unto God. So, but we need to know how can we be obedient to law? Every rebellious person that you see around you is a person without grace. He doesn't have grace. He's graceless. I don't know whether you have heard that word. For someone to be graceless, because he's grace, who can need capacity, is empty. In that same book of Genesis, when he was saying that the earth is void, he's talking about emptiness. Do you understand? It's an open place. The heart became an open place. It became grass, a wasted place, a wasted environment. That was what our heart was when sin came into the earth. And you can also agree with me that as a believer, anytime sin come upon your life, there is voidness. You became void. Has it happened? I have been there before. Praise God. You became void. You became so void. Why do I even do this? For what reason? Do I need to do this? You became very disillusioned. Why? Because there is a law of grace, law of spirit of life, which is the law of grace, which is the grace of God upon your life, that is reacting, and you became so empty. If a Christian is comfortable with a sin, he's not yet a Christian. Do you understand? If you are comfortable with sin, you commit sin, you are not feeling somehow. Praise God. Over and again, I said it, the reason why I cannot commit adultery is because I know that it will take me away from His presence. And it is impossible for me not to come to His presence on a daily basis. I will feel, I don't know, I'm so naive about that. I'm so idiotic about that. That I don't know how I can approach, I don't know what will I say. And I said, Lord, forgive me. Of course He will forgive me. But I don't have that heart. My heart is too simple. It's too, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. So if a Christian, if you are still comfortable with sin, something is wrong. Now that is not to say that a Christian cannot fall into sin. Even me, I do fall into sin. I am a saint, but not entirely. Not complete, not total, okay? But even in the midst of this fall, I feel so bad and uncomfortable. I'm still feeling uncomfortable. You lack grace. There's no grace in you. There's no grace in you. And the issue of grace must be totally addressed. It must be addressed. It's our meat. It's our meal. It's our water. It's the honey that we must lick. Grace is what makes way for a believer. Grace is what makes a man to stand. Grace is the hope of a believer. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's grace that makes people to stand. It's grace that makes people to walk. Grace is what we need. The book of Matthew chapter 11. I want us to look at a scenario of this man called, can you, let's read from verse 3. Okay, thank you. Verse 2. Let's start from verse 2. Now, when John had heard in the prison the work of Christ, he heard the work of Christ. He sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Are thou he that should come, or do we look for another? How can John say this? Abba, this is unfair. This is an unrighteous statement. How can John, the old John, do you know John? Do you know the profile of John? The mother of Jesus, and John leaped from the womb. In other words, he recognized the person of Jesus right from the womb. He was rejoicing. He recognized the Lord right from the womb. It was John that introduced Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ would have not been accepted. His ministry would have not been hard, but for John. John was the high point of spirituality in his day. No one walked without John. Even Pharisees feared John. So when John introduced an individual, that person is made in ministry. Do you understand? It's like Pastor Kumuyi coming, come now and raise the hand of Pastor and said, I trust this man. Do you understand what you're saying? That is who John was. That was what John was. John said he was the one who decreed his death. That I must what? Decrease. And he must also what? Increase. And since that day, the Lord Jesus Christ began to increase. He began to increase. Until he reached into crescendo. That was John. It was John that said, I saw the Spirit descend upon him like dove. It was John. It was John that addressed him, the Lamb, behold. Behold, the word behold is that everybody must look up unto this person. Behold, the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. It was the same John that said that the two latches in whom I am unworthy to untie. John, this statement. It was Satan that made this statement, not John. Praise God. But what made John to make this statement? Let's go. Thank you. And John answered, said unto them, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and sue John again. Did you hear that? The word again shows that he knew this thing. He understood this thing. This statement is not expected from John. He said, go and sue John again. Those things which you do hear and see. Verse 5. The blind receive their sight. Now, when he was talking about the blind receiving their sight, he was not talking about the miracle of opening eyes. Do you understand? He was talking about those who were in darkness, as it were, in the book of Genesis chapter 1 that we were talking about, and they began to see light that, wrong things. We have wrongly followed the Pharisees. We have wrongly abide with the principle and the tenet of men. They began to receive their sight. Scales began to fall off from them. And the lame walk. In other words, people that are not spiritual, those that are not, how can you find, by the act and attitude of Peter, you will know who Peter was even before he get born again. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can guess. When Peter only was reliable when he was in the world. You can guess. You can just, if he was like this, even while he was following Christ, what about the time when he was not following Christ? He was one of the lame that received their walk. He was one of the lame that could walk. He said, and the lepers are cleansed. What is leprous? Sin. Leprous is representation of sin. He said the leprous are cleansed. The deaf, those who are deaf, those who have no heart, who close their ears, even unto the teaching of John, they open their ear to the teaching of Christ. And the dead are raised. Those who are spiritually dead, they did not follow Pharisees. They did not follow John the Baptist, the baptism of John. They are the dead. But now, they are raised up back to life. And the poor have the gospel preached. Now, listen. In those days, it takes the rich. It's only the rich. And those are the Pharisees. When Pharisees entered, do you know what it is for you to minister? Kai, poor ministry. Do you have white garment? Do you have mitre on your head? Do you have certain scepter? Do you have... There are certain things. The way they walk as if the ground is going to sink. That's the walk of the rich. When they look at you, you know you are poor. That's there. That's what happened then. Is that... But these people, gospel were preached to them. You know what they said of Jesus? They said... What they said about disciples. All this unlearned person. It was Pharisees that made that statement. This unlearned, these are the poor. The gospel preached to them. Verse 6. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Did you hear that? Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended. What was the offense? Jesus Christ did not visit John. In the prison, I guess so. They didn't write it there. Do you understand? But I think it's possible. I think that could be the reason. Yeah, the entity will baptize. The person that I do baptism for have been in this jail and he did not come. Not even to empathize. He has not come to break the jail. He has not come to pray for me. Herod is still alive. What's wrong with this man? Is it? Surely it's not the Messiah. If he's truly the Messiah, Messiah would have come. Praise God. If he's truly the Messiah, Messiah would have come. That was the reason why he was offended. We are in the shoes of John the Baptist. Don't laugh at him. We are all in the shoes of John the Baptist. We can always wear the shoes of John the Baptist. It might be Felix. I have been coming to Riaza for about how many weeks now? 6 weeks now. He did not pick me. He's only picking his friend. You are offended. Am I speaking your mind? Praise God. Do you understand? You're offended. Whereas his doing things has been led by the Spirit. You have been offended. It's not when you open, when you come up here and put, and you pick mic and say, lift up your holy hand to the holy God. No, it's not when, that is not when you are doing the work. Your presence also is a blessing. Praise God. And you just look at it. Every time, where shall they put me is just to stand outside. What is your problem? Why is it only me that you put under the sun? You have been offended. Blessed is the man who is not offended. Blessed is the man who is not offended. All these little things are happening in our days. They are happening in congregation. They are happening in our house. They are happening in our relationship. We must learn to walk with grace. And now what helps us is grace. Struggle is an apparent thing in our relationship. Do you understand? We will always struggle. The thing, the creation in man is dominion. Do you get it? But you need to understand your days and your season. You need to understand. Ask God, Lord grace. Lord grace. Lord grace. Lord grace. I need grace. I need grace. Grace is what makes a man to stand. Praise God. Grace is what makes a man not to complain when there is need for him to complain. Grace is what makes a man to submit when he's supposed to rule. His grace. And without this grace comes. Oh, somebody said that language of Pentecostal is a good one. Praise God. Because there are certain truths that we must not erode. We can't just say they are not important. They are not relevant to us. They are very relevant. You need grace. You need grace. Listen, do you know why you need to go through it? Because a time is coming. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ? He said a time is coming when you cry, and then you won't see me. I won't show face. If you pray and God did not answer your prayer, will you not be offended? You go for 60 day fasting and prayer. I've done marathon before, nothing happened. Do you understand? I've done that before, and yet I have done all kind of things. Do you be offended over that? Now, if you are offended in this, you will not be able to stand in the last days. He said, but the offense will come. Many of you will be offended. Why? Because the shepherd will be struck. And the sheep will what? They will scatter. We must always get prepared. We don't know when it will happen. It may be tomorrow. It may be today. It may not be in our days. But supposing it happened tomorrow, what do we do? If you cannot undo these little things among ourselves, how can we handle the greater thing that is coming from the ancient one? What we require is grace. I want us to bow down our head and ask him for help. Let's ask him for help. Let's ask him for help. I want you to ask him for grace. Great grace. Ask him for grace. You need grace to stand. You need grace to move on. You need grace. Grace. Ask him for grace. Please, grace is your friend. Grace is your partner. Grace is your teacher. Grace is what makes you to stand. Ask him for grace. The grace of God that appear unto all men, that has brought salvation. The grace that will bring salvation in the days ahead. The grace that will bring salvation. The grace that will bring deliverance. The grace that will set me free. Let that grace come. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Thank you, dear Father. Oh, blessed be to the name of the Lord. We worship you. Your word is a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our path. We ask, O God of glory, that this word will become light in us. It will make us to see far. It will make us to stand in the days of trouble. Every offense in our midst shall be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every arrogance shall be subdued. Everyone that is walking with impenitent heart, the Lord will break them down. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every strong heart, a strong will, self-independent, that is not permitted in the things of God, we crush it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask for deliverance for the church. Let there be deliverance in the house. Let there be deliverance to my heart. Let there be deliverance to our soul. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed.
It's grace, your grace. I'm nothing without you.
We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, pdtchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Diocesis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Futa South Gate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pdtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you. It's your